Who is a social entrepreneur? That's what this audioboo is about. Or to be precise, it's about the topic of female social entrepreneurs in Ireland. So if you're interested in that topic, stay listening. I'm going to express a number of very controversial views on this topic. Now, first of all, I better admit that I'm not sure myself what a social entrepreneur is. I have a sort of an idea, and it's actually somebody who is changing society for the better. Now, of course, that could be anything. They're an entrepreneur, meaning that they have entrepreneurial skills, that they duck and dive and make a lot of use of scarce resources. They make things happen. They network like mad. They basically change things in a style that is not trammeled down by old traditional ways. But to come back to the social element, they're just not in it for the money. They're basically in it to make a better society. That doesn't mean that they don't make money for their cause and their charity. For example, if they're running a charity, heading a charity, or working for a charity, they may be a fundraiser, or they may be the head of the charity, and that charity obviously needs money to survive, and an essential social entrepreneur's skill will be to raise money, and that money could be raised from a number of different ways, including some very, very commercial ways, like manufacturing something, selling it, making money out of it, and ploughing that back in. By and large, I'm not 100% sure if a social entrepreneur is coextensive or equal with the idea of a not-for-profit. But that doesn't affect what I'm going to say next. My inadequate understanding is simply a spur to me to log on to Social Entrepreneurs Ireland, to their website, or to link with the one individual who I know well and respect a huge amount, Erapreneur, on Twitter, or talk to my friend Louise Opperman, associate friend, who lives in Glanmire and who's a tremendous community organizer and has won a Social Entrepreneurs Award. So I just want to put it in context that I'm not claiming to be an expert on social entrepreneurs, but I know sure as hell that I admire social entrepreneurs. And, you know, do I feel myself to be one? I suppose I wouldn't want to say I am one, but then again, I wouldn't deny one if somebody called me one. So that's another topic. I do a good deal of my work on a not-for-profit basis, on a pro bono basis, and I do work which I would regard as aiming to improve the reputation of Ireland by improving Ireland. Okay. The reason I'm even doing this is that today something happened that I thought was a terribly welcome challenge. I wrote a tweet which was publicising and congratulating people who had won an award yesterday in the Irish Social Entrepreneurs, sponsored by Ulster Bank. Right, so a very big bank is out there, you know, sponsoring social and probably helping their own corporate social responsibility section of their annual report as well by doing it. I don't mean to be cynical, I'm just being kind of my humour. But basically, Ulster Bank are out there doing this. They had awards last night, and I was complimenting people for winning various awards. And somewhere along the line, I said something in a tweet to Women for Election and Social Entrepreneurs Ireland that Ireland could do with more female social entrepreneurs. Anyway, the main thing I was in, I also went, at the same time as I was tweeting this, I was thinking to myself, Ireland is full of female social entrepreneurs, full of them. Irish civil society is practically all run by women, I exaggerate to make a point. Lots and lots of organisations in the community are all led by women. The fact that women are effectively, you know, hardly exist in politics and laws are made almost entirely by men is a statement about that arena, but in the other parts of the society, women are actively involved, making things happen, and doing, you know, we would be lost without our women in Ireland. So this is my stance. So basically, I get a response back then from a woman social entrepreneur in Ireland. And I'm going to hesitate only for one reason, that I might get her name wrong. She was something like Lisa Marie. Anyway, the main thing is she is a woman who is tremendously impressive in her own right. She has two autistic children and she runs a not-for-profit which is designed to help parents of children with autism and, you know, has been active in social media for quite a long time, and I am aware of her existence. But I might very well have forgotten exactly what she does. But I know that she's, you know, she's on the side of the angels, to put it mildly. So basically, into the conversation chips this woman saying to me, what do you mean by saying... No, I forget. I said then that there are an awful lot of female social entrepreneurs in Ireland, but few are interested in reputation building. That was almost my exact phrase. Now, I'm a reputation builder, right? That's my job. And I said, out of my experience, few women who are running things that are changing society for the better in Ireland, very few of them are interested in reputation building. Now, what I actually meant by that was a very particular thing. I actually meant that they weren't interested in their own personal brand. The conversation on Twitter included a reference to branding, or I subsequently clarified my point of view, but I was actually challenged to explain what I meant, and I thought, hey, this is too complex to be dealt with in a series of Twitter tweets. I was wrong about that, actually, but that's what my initial reaction was. I then thought, no, the best way I can respond on this is to make an audio book. In the old days, I would have said I'll write a blog post, but I've learned that writing the blog post is not the best thing for me to do. I'm better to give it straight between the eyes, out of my head, spontaneously, raw, and then I could work it up into a written blog post later. But back to the core issue. The core issue is about the reluctance of Irish women who are leading organizations that are changing society for the better and doing an incredibly good job. It's their reluctance to come out and build a personal brand. That is my research has suggested that to me. I found myself sending a tweet back saying, please name the top three female social entrepreneurs in Ireland. And to give her due and to play huge credit to her, Lisa, I'll call her, the lady who leads the organization that majors on autism, came back with two names to me. Now, neither of them I knew. The first one I said, well, that just proves my point. I haven't a clue who this woman is. She's doing something to do with elephants, and I haven't a clue. I've never heard of her. It looks very interesting. By the time I looked at her Twitter profile, I could see that this is a woman I perhaps should know about. If I had ever heard of her charity or not-for-profit, I certainly didn't know who she was. And her Twitter name didn't tell me who she was. It told me something about the organization. Subsequently, coming to the table was somebody I know who is, very much more knowledgeable about Ireland and has lived in Ireland maybe longer than me. And she actually did know this person, whose name is Caroline Casey. So Caroline Casey is the lady who has something to do with elephants and is doing some very good thing in society in Ireland. And she is known. So basically I said to myself, well, look, okay, so I'm the only person who doesn't know about this female entrepreneur, female social entrepreneur. And then another person is referred to. And I can't even remember their name, and I certainly don't know who they are. And gradually I am accumulating my answer to the question, you know, justify your point about female social entrepreneurs. This is my point in essence. I've come to the view that female entrepreneurs, or female women in Ireland, have been brought up by their mother or father to believe that it would be wrong to fly their own trumpet, you know, be a tall poppy, and possibly put themselves in a higher, a better known position than the cause for which they advocate. In other words, women in Ireland are unable to cope with or have coped with it in a certain way to their own detriment. They have coped with the tricky issue about how much will I project the business or cause which I represent and personify and want to help? How much will I publicize that, and how much will I build up my own profile as well? And by and large, the compromise or the balance that has been struck by women in Ireland, and I make gross generalizations, but please challenge me and come back with exceptions to this, I would like it. But the women have been sort of trained by their family to basically, not get out in the public and make too loud a noise for all sorts of reasons. One is they might undermine their own cause and be thereby accused of riding on the back of a good cause and blowing their own trumpet. The other thing is that there's an awful lot of cutting you off at the knees in Ireland if you try to build a personal brand. There is a kind of real big social skill that people love practicing, and it is basically cutting you down to size. Now, this to me strikes me as in huge contrast with the North American model of balancing this. I mean, Steve Jobs knew damn well that Apple would grow a reputation, and he would grow a reputation as a leader of Apple, and the two would go hand in hand. And we now think of Apple and Steve Jobs as synonymous, even though, lots of people would forget John Sculley's role and take sides and lots of other. But basically, big, successful organizations need and derive value from having their leaders known. Now, there must be exceptions to this. But I can think of, General Electric, Jack Welch. Now, where would we be in respecting General Electric if we didn't know about Jack Welch? Jack Welch humanizes General Electric. That's my contention. Now, I don't know enough about General Electric or Jack Welch to be able to support that. So I'm just putting these viewpoints forward. If I had a clear head at the moment, I might be able to illustrate my own point better and support it. But my argument is about women, and it is to this. And I give these points back to the people who wanted to hear what my views were, is that it is a disabling culture women operate within in Ireland. It also disables men, by the way, but that's not the point. The key point is women have been disabled to the extent that they're bloody well running the whole country, but nobody actually is saying it or realizing it. And, women run, virtually everything except the GAA. Huge things. Even the Irish Farmers Association is now basically headed up by a woman, and that's, and she's tremendous. She's wonderful. We live in a culture where it is almost regarded as impolite, bad manners, asking for trouble if you build up your personal brand. And it won't do. It will have to change. It really will. And it'll have to change for the sake of the causes. This is not an ego trip. This is about effectively building up causes that change the country. It can't be done properly in the world in which we live by keeping all of your talents hidden, by not revealing them, by doing all the work behind the scenes. This is as true for female entrepreneurs that are building businesses. You can make money, you can build a business, but long-term sustainability, I propose, depends upon building a personal brand to go along with your business brand. Now, this is definitely not about superseding your business by your own personality. Right, it's about striking a balance to the advantage of both. If you're going to become a major example of your business brand, then you have to be able to stand up at a conference as a known personality and attract an audience. You have to be able to go to TED internationally as yourself, as a human being yourself, and stand up Because they won't just invite you along as a commercial representative of the company. No, they want you as a person. Why does TED want you as a person? Because they know damn well that ideas and creativity come out of human beings. And they often come out in an unbalanced way. They don't just emerge, anonymously out of the board of directors of a team of people running a company. They come out because of the quirky and odd, perhaps even highly introverted personality of their leaders. You know, who are people fashioned by the tension that exists within their own family background, within their own history, and basically that gets us around to storytelling. Personal branding is all about storytelling. It is absolutely all about storytelling. By the way, so I happen to believe is business. A huge part of business branding is about effective storytelling. In other words, to build and develop a brand, you need to be able to not only tell stories, but enable people to tell stories. And basically what you're looking for in the long run is other people to tell stories about you. And you want all these other people telling stories about you rather than you just telling stories about yourself. And that gets us onto a much wider feed, because I want to focus back on women. Have I got any more time? I have a couple of more seconds, right? So, okay. The issue is, you know, why do I care about this, right? Now, and this is a relevant thing, and I just give this point away. I've said it in other ways in other places. I care about this because I got a 6-year-old daughter, right? I brought her back to Ireland. Maybe that was a wise thing to do. Maybe it was the worst decision I ever made, but I did make it, and I feel responsible for it. So I feel that I have a huge vested interest in Ireland becoming a good enough place, to use the words precisely, a good enough place for my daughter to grow up. And that means a good enough place for my daughter to grow up without feeling that she is incapable of doing anything. I don't want to guide her to what she does in her life. That's her business. And I will not, you know, I will only help her by being a sounding board. I will not tell her where she should go. And she doesn't need me. She'll change the world her way. But I actually need her to see that other women in Ireland are capable of doing things. Now, there are wonderful exemplars. Mary Robinson, Mary McAleese, to name two. But I know other women in Ireland, and some of them might be listening to this. I know other women in Ireland who have built phenomenal things, and, you know, you hardly know a thing about them, right? And that isn't good enough for my daughter, because I want my daughter to grow up able to be open about who she is, what she wants. I want her to build collaborations with other people who are open about what they do, and other people who are going to, well, to be very crude, live transparently enough so that people can love them and be curious about them. We all want to know what Steve Jobs used to eat for breakfast. Rest in peace, Steve. You're a brilliant man, and I love you and everything to do with you. And he's just an exemplar, right? We all want to know what he did, what he does. And why do we want to know? Not because we care about the eggs, that's the type of eggs, but because it humanizes him. We want to get behind the scenes of the cause, the charity. We want to know what's going on within it. And that means that the actual brand of the leader has to be in there. And I contend that that's what we need. And I contend we don't have enough of that. And I'm going to run out of time in a second. And that's why I feel so passionate about the issue, and it's actually got a personal cause that I have and will never go away, because I feel that I'm just doing responsible parenting, and I will, you know, try to disrupt the cozy consensus that this issue is okay at the moment. I'm on the side of the women who feel, you know, that they haven't been brought up well enough to be themselves fully, and they are having now to find their own voice, and that they want to, and they now realise that the convent education they got didn't equip them for being themselves, and that living in Ireland and the Irish example of the culture isn't enough. It has tremendous features, but more is needed. That's where I stand, and that's why I said today that too few female social entrepreneurs are known. I challenge you to name me 5 Irish women social entrepreneurs. Goodbye.